Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Under the Stained Glass, the podcast where we take a look at what we talked about in church this last Sunday and approach it again from a family angle. I'm Pastor Chris here at Magnolia Park United Methodist Church in Burbank, and I'm here with our Youth, Children's, and Families Director, Ms. Whitney.
Hi, everyone.
And this week we wrapped up this series, Under His Roof, where we were just talking about how we gather together as people to glorify God.
Yeah.
And when we do that in spirit and truth, whatever kind of roof we're actually worshiping under, when we're in spirit and in truth and under His Holy Spirit, we're under His guidance, His protection, under His roof. And this week, we kind of went into this passage in 1 Thessalonians where the people who are in this church in Thessalonica are worried about the day of the Lord.
Yeah.
They're super duper concerned about the day of the Lord, meaning the way that we kind of think of it, the day that Christ returns and everything changes.
Sure.
And they're really concerned about when that's going to happen, as we are a lot of times.
Yeah, that's something that so often we can get wrapped up in. I know I've seen it with a lot of people that today that I, you know, worship with and I study with, and it can be something that can actually hinder our study or hold us back from studying, because we might want to find that answer so badly that we can't move on beyond it. But it's also something we need to think about, because it is a tenet of the Gospels and what Jesus has told us is coming and that New Testament. But it's something that perhaps we're not supposed to truly understand. We're never given a day or a time for the day of the Lord. So when we sit and we speculate on the day of the Lord, it can really wrap us up.
Yeah.
Because we're doing so without kind of a guide map to that.
Yeah, and it's super exciting to think about.
It is.
In a way, I mean, if you're looking forward to it or if you're a little afraid of it.
Right.
It's still kind of stimulating to think about. Well, these guys were thinking about it, and Paul, you know, said pretty much what you said. This is not exactly where our focus should be.
Right.
And he starts the letter right off with that, or this passage, just saying that he actually brushes it off. He says, "We do not need to write you about this, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night." And, of course, as you just alluded to, Jesus said the very same thing,
right?
When he said that nobody knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. And he wanted his disciples to know that.
Right. He wanted us to know that, yes, it is coming. We should be aware of that. It should be at the back of our minds at the very least. But it's not our concern to know when it is coming. And I like how Paul says, you know very well that this is coming like a thief in the night. It's going to come up on us. It's going to sneak up on us. And you know that. So you know that you're not going to get the answer that you're seeking to get prepared for this day. So don't worry about that. That's not your concern. Your concern is, yes, it will happen. And where will your heart be when it does?
Yeah.
And where is your faith going to lie when it does? But that doesn't mean that your faith can't be there right now.
Oh, sure.
We need to be prepared every single second of the day for this to happen.
Well, I think that is his whole point, right? He's saying, look, whether you know the time, you should be less worried about the time of the day of the Lord as opposed to how you'll survive the day of the Lord.
Exactly.
And the way you survive the day of the Lord is by being in the Lord,
right?
He actually, in the sermon, we started to just discuss a little bit of how we have this idea, as they did, of the day of the Lord, this event that's going to come in the future when Christ comes.
Sure.
And that's going to happen.
Right.
But in the Old Testament, they have a different understanding of the day of the Lord, and it's always connected to God's judgment and his deliverance oftentimes. But it's not something that's in the future. It's something that's happening in real time, where God, for one reason or another, executes judgment upon a people, for instance, the Babylonians at one point, sort of lifting any hand of protection he had on them so that they could be defeated for all of their misdeeds, but at the same time, in that particular instance, delivering the people of Israel who had been captured by them. So it's a moment, the day of the Lord throughout history is a moment of judgment and deliverance, and that we, any period of time, is experiencing that kind of day of the Lord, that kind of judgment and deliverance.
We are. We are definitely living in a time of judgment and deliverance, but that shouldn't scare us if we are one with Christ. We're always going to face judgment, and God tells us that, you know, even mm-hmm. in our final judgment, we will face judgment, but that does not mean that that's the end for us. And right. so I like that you talked about how it's judgment and deliverance, because it's God really opening your eyes to what is happening so that he can deliver you from that situation. So sure. it's not in malice. It's not just totally wiping you out, you know, judgment. And certainly it could be wiping out some of those things that are happening in societies and in those eras. But it's more opening those eyes and then bringing individuals, ourselves, you know, others over mm-hmm. to that other side where God can redeem them and can bring them in.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of God's judgment. It's always with deliverance in mind,
right.
to call people back to himself when right. he allows the Israelites and the people of Judah to be taken into captivity by the sure. Babylonians for the purpose of helping them return to him.
Right, right.
So in a lot of ways, what Paul is trying to comfort these people in Thessalonica, he's trying to comfort them in saying just that, that if they can be the people of the day, the people mm-hmm. of light, right. then they don't have to worry about the judgment that's coming
right.
and where their status is going to be with God. And the way that we can remain people of the light is to be aware of how God is using circumstances around us to open up our eyes to him and bring us closer to him.
Sure.
I know a lot of people look around at the world today and it looks kind of crazy and mm-hmm. feel like, wow, things are spinning out of control. It's definitely the end times and sure. things like that, which it might be. I'm not saying it,
right.
it ain't. You know, it could be. But at the very... on the other hand, it could also simply be God's judgment right now mm-hmm. in order to open our eyes and help us to come to return to him, to look to him.
Right. And we have to remember that judgment's going to come when it's going to come. We can't really escape it. So we have to be living in the here and now, mm-hmm. and we have to be living in that light. And what does that mean? Does that mean, you know, really just getting prepared and waiting for that moment? Or does it mean living your life in a way that honors God, that shows that your faith is right. in him and in Jesus through that salvation that he brings us? And that's really what he's talking about, is living within that faith that we have so that when that time comes, we right. don't have to go and rush and make up time for what we haven't prepared for. We're already prepared.
Right.
And we can face whatever it is that comes our way. And we might not even face that judgment that everybody's really scared of. Like you mm-hmm. said, it might not be the end times. It might be. We can never know. But if you live in that light, and you live your life as though it could come at any moment and you're going to have to meet it no matter what,
right.
then you can be prepared without that fear of the unknown.
That's it. We have nothing to fear
right.
if we really are in Christ.
Sure.
We're safe
yeah.
one way or the other. Paul makes a comparison between, as you said, the people of the light and the children of the day, and those who are living in darkness, who mm-hmm. are living sort of hiding from God. Those are the people who he says are going to be the ones that might be scurrying away in sure. fear of the day of the
right.
Lord, but that we shouldn't. Paul actually compares children of the day and children of the light to people of the darkness who also get drunk. In other words, their judgment mm-hmm. is impaired.
Right.
They are attracted to sin.
Mm-hmm.
All they're weak-willed. They fall into temptation. Sure. All the things that we know, you know, if you've ever been drunk,
right.
you know those things happen to a person. That's his allegory here, that there's a whole set of people who are just sort of, they're not really awake.
Right.
They're not really awake. But he says to the people of Thessalonica, the church, he says, but since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. So to be awake is just to be, concentrating on that safety we find in Christ and in living that kind of life.
Right, keeping our focus on what is important. That's our faith and who we're following, and everything else around us can really throw us off and kind of get our focus off what we need to do. But if we just focus in on that, the stuff around us could just be going on, and we can be secure in that. We have that breastplate and that helmet on.
Yeah.
We are secure. We are safe, regardless of what's happening in the world. And it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be praying for others. We shouldn't be praying for the state of our world. We shouldn't be asking for that deliverance from God, because we certainly should. But that we know that we are with that person, that creator, who can move us forward and can keep us safe in that time.
Absolutely. I mean, whether the judgment that we're talking about is coming, is the coming judgment or the coming return of the Lord, that day of the Lord in the future, or we're talking about the day of the Lord that's happening right now, presently.
Sure.
Again, if we are living as children of the light, people of the day, we really have nothing to fear. He says this in verse 9, which I think is his point of comfort for them and maybe for us too. He says, God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we're awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. He really does want us to encourage each other, just as we are like right now.
Right.
And I hope you out there hearing this are, that we really are safe in Christ. And I just want to clear up one little thing here, because he does say, whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. And he's kind of switched his focus there a little bit in that part of the passage. He's talking specifically there about whether people have died already or whether they're still living when that ultimate day of the Lord comes, that everybody, those who have died in the Lord will also be saved.
Right.
But also we can look at that, that whether we're awake right now and we're totally on fire for our faith, or whether we're just kind of sleepwalking right now, that judgment that we witness around us is there to wake us up, turn us back to Christ. It's just important to remember his judgment is always geared towards deliverance. And that's something that we can take encouragement from.
Right. We need to be encouraged to know that, that God's never going to do anything to harm us if we are in our faith. And he's a good God. He's a kind and loving Father. So even if we have turned away, or even if, like you said, we might be asleep in that faith, he's going to bring us back. He's going to always be calling us back. So we don't need to be worried about whether or not he's doing this out of malice or trying to harm us in any way. He's not. He's trying to pull us back. And we can feel secure in that. And whether that means we face that judgment, we face those end times, that day of the Lord, or if it comes when we've already passed away, it's going to be okay. And we can be secure in that.
Absolutely. The day of the Lord is the day of God's love, no matter what.
Yes.
However it goes, our job is just to keep our eyes focused on him and know we're safe in him.
Yeah, amen.
Well, thanks for being with us today. And of course, if you're in the area, we invite you to come and worship with us here at Magnolia Park. And otherwise, we'll see you next week on Under the Stained Glass.
Bye.